This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Suspected suicide bombers struck the crowded gates of Kabul airport with at least two explosions on Thursday, a fatal attack among desperate civilians hoping to flee amid the final days of the chaotic Western airlift of its allies out of Afghanistan's capital. A Taliban official claims at least 13 people, including children, have been killed. A surgical hospital run by an Italian charity says it's treating more than 60 wounded. The Pentagon says U.S. personnel were among those hurt. The explosion took place amid crowds outside the airport, where desperate Afghans have been massing in hope of escaping in an airlift, which the United States says will end by the end of the month in just days, following the swift capture of the country by the Taliban. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, but Washington and its allies had been urging civilians to stay away from the airport because of the threat of a suicide attack by Islamic State militants, enemies of both the West and the Taliban. Western countries have evacuated nearly 100,000 people, mostly Afghans who helped them in the past 12 days, but they acknowledge that thousands more will be left behind following U.S. President Joe Biden's order to pull out all troops by August 31st. Several U.S. officials say Thursday's blasts appear to be a suicide attack. The airlift for civilians is in its final days, with Washington saying it will use the last 2 days mainly to pull out its own troops. Allies that fought along U.S. forces for 20 years in Afghanistan have been wrapping up their own evacuations while publicly lamenting Washington's haste in pulling out. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.